worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let us worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. This is another great and glorious day that the Lord has made, and certainly we are rejoicing and glad in it. Season's greetings and welcome to day 11 of the 12 Days of Encouragement Christmas Countdown, sponsored by the Florida State Conference NAACP and our illustrious president, Madam Adora Obinweze. I am Dr. Rufus L. Wood, Jr., the third vice president and the chairperson of the Religious Affairs Committee of the Florida State Conference. And we're so delighted that you have chosen to join us today. This is day 11, and God has richly blessed us for the past 10 days, and we expect nothing less of the Lord today. My brothers and sisters, we are living in challenging times, but thank God we know that we are in conflict, but God is still blessing us. We do have a supreme weapon, even though we're in the midst of conflict, and that weapon is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We are delighted to have for our speaker today, District Missionary Connie Thompson of the Lighthouse Worship Center of the beautiful city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the yachting capital of the world. Thank God, God will bless us through her today, and we're looking forward to a mighty word today. So, Missionary Thompson, we pray that God will bless you as you bless us with the word of God. Take it away.
Amen, and thank you, Dr. Wood, and praise the Lord, all God's people, and Merry Christmas to everyone. And we'd just like to say welcome to the NAACP 12 Days of Encouragement. We are here to encourage you that victory is in your atmosphere. So we just want to say to our Father, our Heavenly Father, just take a little sidebar and just say, kind Father, speak a word through your servant to your people, in Jesus' name I pray. So now we've got that out of the way. People of God, the Bible has already declared that you have victory in your atmosphere. Now, by way of the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter and the 4th verse, this is what the word has to say about your situation. It says, "For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you victory." Now, can you imagine you showing up at a fight and sometimes you may have your brother or you may have your sister, but now God is showing up for you and with you to give you the victory? So the question was asked, why is God fighting for us? And simple, it's a rhetorical question because he wants us to win. God has given his people the authority to affect and perfect our own atmosphere. So somebody ought to shout, thank you, Jesus, right there. See, your lines are muted because we're on live radio. We can't hear you, but God can. So that's a good place to just give him praise and give him glory. So now here's what 2 Timothy says about the matter. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 reminds us, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So in other words, the Bible is letting you know about your situation that we have the power to change our circumstances, but we need the love of God that will ignite our desire to change and a sound mind to know the difference. And I think I'm going to just say that again for the good of the order. We as people of God, we have the power to change our circumstances. Somebody ought to get happy right there because God is giving you power. We need the love of God that will ignite our desire to change and a sound mind to know the difference. And a sound mind will only come from a relationship with the Master. So you have to submit yourself to him in order to receive this victory in your atmosphere. Because what you have to realize that in the spiritual, God is fighting for us. And in the physical, he's providing for us. So right now, I'm telling you, God is so amazing. If I were you, I would not be able to keep my seat just knowing that God has given us the victory. So that's a good time to say, Lord, I thank you for the victory. And this is something that I want you to be aware of. so many times as people of God, we say things and we hear it so often until people think it's a cliche when we say God, when God be for us, who can be against us? But that's not just a cliche, because if you turn your Bible to Romans 8:31, it declares, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So understand that we have the God-given ability to create our atmosphere. Your atmosphere is where you live. It's your dwelling. It's your place of peace. It's where you hit your reset button. It's where you do your woo-sah and you bring it back down. So now be careful who you allow in your space. Because, see, I love lions and tigers and bears. I love them for their strength, for their speed, and their agility. But I will never allow one of them in my space, and I think that's self-explanatory. Because your atmosphere, it's where you thrive. It's the place where you're most candid. It's where your most honest discussions are shared. It's where your goals, your successes, and believe it or not, even your failures are revealed in your atmosphere. So you grow in your space. You become a better version of yourself right in your space. You become more creative. Your skills are heightened. It's where you're strengthened. And it doesn't matter your ages. It doesn't matter your religious belief or non-belief. Victory is in your atmosphere when you submit your life to the Savior. I preached a message once that today is a good day to give God praise, and today is a good day to repent. So at any time, you can just say, Lord, I surrender all. I give my life to you. I repent all of my ways unto you, and forgive me, God, of my sins. And just like that, you've become into a relationship with the Master. And this is what he says from you about your situation. When you begin to look in the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter and the 26th verse, he wants you to understand how God loves you so much. He's so intentional about blessing you. He's so intentional about protecting you in this season, during this pandemic. And it's not the first pandemic. We've experienced pandemics. And if you look at the history, they've been around before. B.C., there were Polynesian pandemics. So we want you to understand your value. We want you to understand that you're a priceless jewel. So it's time for you to realize it's time to declutter. Yes, clear out your space, throw out, dust off, and donate. Throw out those past failures, dust off those ideas of business, writing a book, and donate those unhealthy relationships, because God is turning the favor, He's turning the table in your favor. So it's imperative for you to understand you have the victory. Let us pray. Kind Father, we just want to say thank you for the victory in our atmosphere. We thank you because your word instructs us to be not afraid nor dismayed by this great reason of multitude. Because the battle is not ours, God, but it's yours. Because you've not given us a spirit of fear. So through this season of uncertainty, help us to trust you, Lord. Through this season of grief unspeakable, help us to lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, that you will strengthen our path. Help us to not waste time. And when it's all said and done, you get the glory. You get the honor. It is in Christ Jesus' name we pray. God bless you, those out there in Radio Land. We thank you so much for tuning in, that because you have the victory in your atmosphere. God bless you. Shalom.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Missionary Thompson. To God be the glory. We thank God for the message, and we thank God for the messenger. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you to bless us in such a marvelous way. I have certainly been encouraged and inspired through your message. As a matter of fact, I took some spiritual notes. So we want to thank God for the victory, and we know that we fight from victory because Jesus Christ won the victory way back on Calvary, so we can have victory in our atmosphere. Thank you again for blessing us. Now, Missionary Thompson, there may be some persons listening who would like to make contact with you. Will you please share your contact information with them?
Yes, sir. They could reach me at victorconnie@aol.com. That's victorconnie@aol.com. Thank you.
Got God bless you again. May God bless you, and may you live long to continue to proclaim the word of God. Now, my friends, again, this 12 Days of Encouragement is sponsored by the Florida State Conference NAACP, and I've said each day the NAACP, we have been fighting for freedom, justice, and equality for all people for 111 years, and in the state of Florida for the past 79 years. And we thank God for the things that we have been able to accomplish. But the work goes on. The struggle continues. Now, we need your support. We need your membership. If you're not a member of the NAACP, we certainly want to invite you to join. We appeal to you today. We need your help. Membership. It's only $30 per year, so please, we want you to join. All you need to do is go to naacp.org, and there you will find the branch that is nearest to you, and we will certainly hope that you will join them, and not only join them, but come in and be a willing and dedicated worker, because the work of social justice continues, and we ask that you will do that. Now we want to say that we have one more day. God has blessed us each and every day. Every round has gone higher and higher. Tomorrow, our speaker will be the Reverend Dexter Thomas of Cocoa, Florida, and we're looking forward to closing in a mighty way. So please tune in tomorrow at the same time, and we do hope and pray that God will bless you throughout this day, and we hope that you will have a wonderful and blessed day.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a